Welcome to another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's all brought to you by New Era. It's the Giants and Philadelphia Eagles. Both teams are 2-1, tied with the Dallas Cowboys in a three-way tie for first place in the NFC East. The Giants have had some success playing down in Philadelphia, but it will be a very tough game. The Eagles coming off a very bad loss last week to the Arizona Cardinals. Andy Reid teams know how to respond in situations like this. Now, the Giants do have some injury concerns heading into this game. There's a question of whether or not Antro Roll is going to play. His knee's still bothering from when he bruised it and cut it at the end of that game on Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers. As for the rest of the Giants, there's some questions in the secondary. Michael Coe and Jaron Hosley are both battling hamstrings. We'll see about them. They should be game-time decisions. David Deal with the knee, also unlikely to play. He's only worked on the side so far this week in practice. And then finally, you have Ahmad Bradshaw. That's where the Giants are getting some good news. He expects to play this week with the neck injury, and he'll share carries with Andre Brown and rookie David Wilson. As for the Eagles, Jeremy Maclin is expected back with that hip pointer, and there is a question at left tackle. If King Dunlap can't go, then Demetrius Bell will go. He came over from the Bills as an unrestricted free agent in the offseason. Plenty more to come in the show. You'll hear from Kevin Gilbride and from Perry Fuel. But first, it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. Let's throw it over to Anita Marks and Michael Eisen. Guys, take it away.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for Eisen's Mailbag, and we kick it off with Duncan in London. I love it. A question coming from England. How should the Giants split carries between running back Andre Brown and Ahmad Bradshaw, Michael?
Well, as Tom Coughlin himself said the other day, we'll go with the hot hand. So I would say who's ever running well that particular day. He did say Ahmad Bradshaw will start, but Andre Brown has run so well. My guess is that the carries are going to be split pretty evenly.
And what does this do for rookie running back David Wilson, a fan favorite? Fans want to see him get on the field, Michael.
Yeah, I think he'll still get his chances. I don't think that you just keep him tethered to the sidelines, but I think the top two, Bradshaw and Brown, will get the most carries, and Wilson's just going to have to get the leftovers.
This is from Devin in Trenton, New Jersey, wants to know, do you think Ramsey's Barden will cut into Dominic Hickson's playing time for that third wide receiver spot, of course, after his performance against Carolina?
If he continues to play as he did in Carolina, I think he will. But, you know, it's a question of the more the merrier. That as long as you have productive players like that, you try to find spots for all of them. You want everyone to contribute. And I think if Hickson is healthy and Barden's contributing, I think they'll both play.
And this is from Matt coming in from the Poconos. In what areas are you seeing improvement from this Giants secondary?
Really, what comes to mind, frankly, is run support. I think last week the Panthers rushed for only 60 yards, and Antro Roll and Kenny Phillips combined, I believe, was for 12 tackles. They've really been coming up and playing the run aggressively, and I think another good job that they're doing in the secondary is the tackling. They're not allowing a lot of yards after catch, so I think the coverage is good, but I think where they're really doing a good job is tackling and holding down both the receivers and the runners.
And big matchup this coming Sunday night against LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, that'll be a real test to keep him in check. He scored 20 touchdowns last year. He's very dangerous anytime he touches the ball. Tackling will be very important Sunday night.
Again, he's Michael Eisen. I'm Anita Marks. This has been Eisen's Mailbag. John, back to you.
Why, thank you, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, and, of course, contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, a big rivalry game for the Giants and Eagles. Both teams are 2-1, but the Giants have had some success down in Philadelphia.
Yes, Eli Manning in particular, John, has had some very, very good games against his Eagles D. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but the Giants are 5-5 since the link opened in Philly. So anytime you can go 500 on the road against the division rival, you're kind of doing okay.
Yes, you are. And, of course, the Giants and Eagles and the Cowboys all tied at 2-1 in first place in the NFC East. But, Paul, let's start with that Philadelphia Eagles offense. And really, all the talk's about Michael Vick, but the linchpin is LeSean McCoy. The Eagles are using him a little bit less this year, but Michael Boley still knows he's a huge threat.
No, nothing different going on with the running game. They're still doing the same things that they do. Like you said, it's uncharacteristic of McCoy to fumble. So it's just something that, you know, we're just going to keep an eye on. And, you know, us looking at it, you know, we know that that's not the team they are. We know they're a much better team than what they've shown so far. So we're definitely going to be prepared for them to come out and give us their best.